Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk, lo Melanesia update, me Koroi Hawkins. This time they me join him now, team from Buzz FM, lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
Internet headlines. First large-scale survey reveals key insights on political attitudes in Vanuatu. Parents demand a resolution as Beverly Hills Primary School closure sparks concerns. China boosts policing for over 50 frontline officers. And Lapita Cafe marks the 28 years with a commitment to Vanuatu products. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. Leading our news tonight, a government to review diplomatic passport usage and standardized fees. The Minister of Internal Affairs, Johnny Konapo, has recently announced the government's intention to conduct a review of diplomatic passports due to widespread misuse. Konapo made this announcement while also indicating that the government would review the pricing structure of passports to establish a standardized rate.
Diplomatic passports too, I think we want something where we stop thinking we me review. We've been one for my director general blong ministry blong foreign affairs and me look him how me follow politicians is have abusum diplomatic passports, not only politicians, but public servants. Only have abusum diplomatic system, governance structure blame no clear, give him lol people where only reach finish. You may give him all diplomatic passport lol kada. And then all small man blue me love anwatu, you may must make him all kato lipem passport. Whereas diplomatic passport, they make more privilege based on Vienna Convention, yeah, the time when you travel outside, but people only get free. So, when by me, must review me, look, say, suppose you say, diplomatic passport, they may cost them, you me more, blue print them, but you may give him all people free, then by ministry, we must look them.
Vanuatu currently issues three types of passports, according to Konapo.
You may got three kind of passport, you may got green passport, when we ordinary. Passport, you may got blue passport where me all officials play me, all government officials play me, all use them. Or you may got red passport where me diplomatic passport where all diplomats play me, all government ministers play me, all members of parliament only use them. Particularly long travel blog get up, make them say, I got one easy access, more ease long travel. All dignitaries play me country. Time will stop move. But suppose it's not all abuse blame, then my intention blow me. Me must look blame. It's not only the abuse. I think you may preserve my integrity blow. Systems blow passport blow me.
Konapo's announcement signals a significant move to address concerns regarding the misuse of diplomatic passports. The review aims to ensure that diplomatic passports are used appropriately and for their intended purposes.
Me probably you me must preserve integrity long passport blue me booklet and systems blue passport. So in that way you must have making revenue out longer. Passport blue. And again,
additionally, the government plans to streamline passport fees, eliminating variations and establishing a standard rate for all passport types. This measure is expected to simplify the passport application process and promote transparency in the issuance of passports and to decentralize passport issuance to other local authorities in the six provinces. The decision to review diplomatic passport usage and standardize passport fees reflects the government's commitment to enhancing accountability and integrity in passport issuance procedures and revenue collection. It also underscores the importance of maintaining the credibility and security of Vanuatu's passport system. In survey, Vanuatu is gearing up for a groundbreaking presentation of findings from its inaugural Pacific Attitude Survey scheduled for Friday, April 26, tomorrow, at the National University of Vanuatu Auditorium from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. This survey marks a significant milestone in understanding the political attitudes prevailing within the nation, promising to offer valuable insights into various societal perspectives. Conducted between August and October of last year, the survey engaged 1,330 respondents representing all provinces of Vanuatu, covering a wide array of topics including democracy, national identity, tradition, leadership, governance, development, climate change, and international relations. This unique research initiative is the product of collaborative efforts between the University of the South Pacific, the National University of Vanuatu, the Australian National University, and the Swinburne University of Technology. Professor Michael Leach, lecturer in politics and international relations at Swinburne University of Technology, expressed excitement about sharing the outcomes of this significant survey, emphasizing its role in informing discussions on governance, development, and the collective future of Vanuatu. In education, residents of Ambrim community in Beverly Hills are voicing their frustration over the recent closure of Beverly Hills Primary School. Nipson Albert, a father of four, expressed his dismay, highlighting the shock and fear experienced by both students and parents upon seeing the closed gates adorned with a namele leaf.
Time where incident happened, me realize sick no more. Me all begin all the time say, me realize. No, tomorrow pa mivla no mo kolo school now. From si on kata lano na so di kampu tu ma lip na malilo kid plus school. Mivla everyone is shock him.
The overreaching plea from Obert and concerned parents is for swift resolution, urging both the government and landowners to set aside their differences and prioritize the well-being and education of the children.
Mivla iwan dem kapman mi mas nuguluk long issue ya quick time. From the way, no sabes si era mi kapman issue blo kapman wada mo lan onas o di falawa we mi ebe trusi wada mo kata lan onas. Mi vela no sabes si ufan lo tu vala. Mi vela wada mo tu vala ikam tukera, pero tu vala ifaina ma real issue alen alisho dema ote.
For Orbit and many other parents, the closure presents logistical challenges as the convenient location of the school eliminated the need for bus fare. Now, with the school shuttered, families must arrange transportation to Epauto, causing inconvenience and added expenses. In policing, frontline police officers in Port Vila recently completed specializing training session aimed at enhancing their operational capabilities, contacted by a team of Chinese police experts in collaboration with instructors from the Vanuatu Police Training College. The training focused on improving the officers' proficiency in using force equipment effectively. Over 50 officers representing various police stations, posts, and the Maritime Wing participated in the program. The sessions received positive feedback from the participants, who expressed gratitude for the valuable insights gained. Many officers expressed a desire for further advanced training opportunities to refine their skills and better contribute to national security efforts. In business, Fadausi Mackenzie Rur, the manager of Lapita Cafe, takes pride in the cafe's 28th anniversary, highlighting its evolution from an institution at USP to a cafe at the airport. As pioneers specializing in local cuisine and maintaining the name Lapita Cafe Limited is crucial to Fadausi. Emphasizing the value of using locally sourced ingredients in their menus. By showcasing Vanuatu's own produce, they aim to promote sustainability and support local farmers.
For me, value add and showcase a lot of the different ingredients that we can use in menus that we can call our very own Vanuatu cuisine. So I think that's the whole idea. So, and I think the whole idea where me, Katlo, Olmano, Likam, Tetelo, open day when it's like at the day. Hemi plo show him lol man say we have local natural organic or hazard certified products where you sabe po, you sabe yusu. Instead of them or something where you import them, will come overseas.
Today, for their anniversary, they organize an open day to proudly display their Vanuatu products. Lapita Cafe's commitment to promoting local, natural and organic products over imported ones. Mrs. Mackenzie says they have introduced 5 more new products ranging from dried fruits and nuts.
One hemi or mixed fruit. Me like at dried pineapple, dried banana more. Dried nangai. And that will be going out on the shelves very soon, but we want to promote it today. And also, me like a three flavor blow gluten free biscuits. And then me like me 100% of my plan. So, he me one coffee one, one cocoa one, and then one he me mix blow. Nangai with them.
A highlight of the event was the introduction of Reef Safe Sunscreen, a new product aimed at protecting reefs and empowering rural women. Made with locally sourced Tamanu oil, known for its healing properties, this sunscreen is both eco-friendly and beneficial for the skin, according to Firdausi Mackenzie, which she anticipates to work closely with the government to make sure visitors traveling to Vanuatu will only use this product.
Normally, Lapita hemi involved local kai, but because Lapita hemi involved lo make emponangai oil too, so hemi think about say ikuplo implement em policy lo government when hemi talk about sustainability and also lo yumi look at them all marine resources lo yumi. So what them thinking ya behind lo sense lo mibla. We've like create sunscreen ya we eat nangai oil tamanu oil with them virgin coconut oil and every something we have like access me come out overseas and organically certified. So Los Santos me proud lo talem se all team from Los Santos get out very big lo make a product ya. And now we are marketing the sunscreen and this is the most important thing is to protect our reefs from all bleaches, from chemicals, where all man all the sakaram sunscreen can stop using. So very soon we'll be working with the government to make sure that any man we come in, visitor we come into our country must use our own but not made sunscreen.
Fatozi Mackenzie Rur, owner of Lapita Cafe, underwent an awareness campaign launched on April 22nd aims to promote Vanuatu's new child protection bill across Efate and its surrounding islands. Financially supported by Vanco through Save the Children Vanuatu, the campaign seeks to enhance community understanding, protect children's rights, and garner support for the bill. Minister John Amos Nalau stresses the significance of public comprehension before parliamentary endorsement later this year, highlighting community involvement as crucial for safeguarding children from abuse and violence. The bill addressing various risks faced by children. It is in its final stage and set for parliamentary presentation. The collaborative campaign involves various entities, including the ministry, Vango, police and community chiefs, with plans to extend awareness efforts to other provinces in the coming months. With that, conclude our Vanuatu Nightly News. You can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website www.buzzfm.vu, Capital FM 107 and Radio New Zealand, Melanesian Update, RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. A very good night.
And that was the Nightly News, proudly brought to you by Digicel Vanuatu.
And hem now Melanesian Update program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website blo mifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop too, lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.